Hello everyone, Alex Khrapov, Headway Coaching Group. I'm here with you with my continuation of second story, and I would like just to discuss with you the layer number one, as I would say, layer. It's like realization, or the way I experienced, I understood the story, the way how the story made an impact on me. And I would make a title for that layer. It's not what, it's how. And so that time I didn't really use the word fear. And if you would tell me that, okay, you were fearful of ball or whatever, I would really deny it, because I didn't see it this way, but I just felt uncomfortable, and I didn't know really why I felt uncomfortable. I thought there was just one explanation. It can be expressed in many ways, but it could be like I'm not good at it, or I have no talent or skill. And or maybe I'm obviously cannot learn it as easy as others, as other boys, and or I would say that it's not my thing. There are many words, but the meaning is the same. So I cannot play football the way some other boys could. So what happened after 2 weeks of sleeping with the ball? It was something really fantastic. So everything changed, and that what was my conclusion? My conclusion was very simple. It's not what I did, because activity was the same. I mean, that was playing football, and but that's not what I did that made me feel uncomfortable. It's how I did it. So let's look together. In both cases, I played football, nothing else. So in terms of activity, it was pretty much the same, football. And but again, it might sound very trivial, but for me, it's changed the way I treated any learning after that event. So I decided, if I start learning anything, I will never quit because of conclusion that I cannot. And I knew that it's just not true. I just need to find the way how to feel comfortable and get pleasure during any activity. So learning process is it's just a strategy. I knew it after my experience with the sleeping with the ball. It was a strategy how to make me comfortable. This is it. I decided that if I will quit, I will quit by being already good at what I choose to be. And it's supposed to be some kind of different consideration why I wanna quit. Like, for example, I have something more interesting, or lack of time because my priority changed, or anything else, but not because I cannot. So if I look at my life, I developed this pattern of going into uncomfortable and made it comfortable. For example, like first years in school, I was not really good at math, and I remember I even asked my mother to help me because I didn't really get it. And there were a few events, and after like a fourth grade, one day I decided that, okay, it's time to move into it. And very shortly after, step by step, I felt more and more comfortable, like solving those math tasks. And then I started to participate in some competitions, we call it Olympiadas, and in the end, you know, I end up like having math and physics as my profession. So why I am telling you all those examples? I'm telling you because it's nothing it has nothing to do with me being better than anybody, you know. Every single person, you know, this on this planet goes through the same process. The process of expanding and learning and changing. I am telling you because of one simple reason. One thought, one shift in your attitude towards learning can change all your life instantly and change it forever. One realization, then, for example, making comfortable something that recently you felt as uncomfortable, and it's a natural and the most wonderful process, you know, process which creates new neuropaths in your brain, process which makes you expand and grow. And that realization can make you a different person. You will be eventually searching for that opportunity. And for example, when I was 15, I arrived to Moscow and to pass exams to university. And I never seen buildings more than 9 stores high. So when I took a bus from subway and get off in front of Moscow University, I was literally in shock. I felt so small and so uncomfortable. Jesus Christ, I said to myself, it's really possible to pass exam and be accepted here, you know, 50,000 students. It was more than in my town when I grew up, you know, and very tough competition. In some departments it was up to 10 candidates on one vacancy. Physics department fortunately was not so popular, so it was maybe 3 or 4 candidates, but it's still pretty tough competition. Fortunately, thanks to my football trainer, I knew what that fear really means, or what that feeling of being very uncomfortable really means. It means that I am about to have a huge opportunity to learn. It means just that, you know, nothing else. And my task is to make me comfortable. So the first thing I did as soon as I get my room in the dormitory, I started to play football with guys, you know, in the evening and so on. So that thing which I did for 9 years already, and I immediately felt relaxed and felt much comfortable. So we learned that kind of stages of learning, you know, that when we are moving from unconscious incompetence to conscious incompetence and so on, so on. So that stage when we are unconscious incompetence, when we have no knowledge whatsoever about subject and we are not caring at all, and then we move to conscious incompetence, when we somehow realize that we don't know, and we started to care that we don't know. So where we start to care about the fact that we don't know something, that's a point where everything started. And it's exactly being uncomfortable that stops us. Of course it's trying to protect us, but it stops us from learning. And when I heard that baby from 1 to up to 5 years old actually learning 70% of information or new things from an entire kind of lifetime, it make me very kind of disappointed, because everything what we learn, 70% comes to from 1 to 5 years old. It means that we are so resistant to learning. So after 5 years old and up to the death, we learn just 30%. We're afraid to learn, we're afraid to expand, we're afraid of that feeling being uncomfortable. So we have lots of things to change. I was very much conscious about the idea of kind of moving to uncomfortable. So when I was in my post-graduation period, I created a group. It was like around, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 people. And the purpose of the group was to train ourselves to find our fears and get into it. So we were jumping some small distances, maybe 1.5 meters, not more than two, but we were jumping into a high, you know, 20 stories high buildings, and we were hanging on a rope in the high buildings, and visiting some morgues, you know, when the doctors are, you know, in procedure with the corpses. And we did lots of things where usually people have some kind of fears, and if anyone discovered any kind of fear, we tried to explore it and go into it. That was really amazing, really powerful, amazing experience. And I think that somehow that event which happened in a football club in when I was 6 years old really had a huge impact, and as a result created a very, very, very strong pattern. And a few years ago, actually, I had one expression. I think it was from Easter and Jeremy Hicks, you know, law of attraction thing. The Easter said that the foundation of life is freedom, the purpose of life is joy, and the result of life is expansion. So when we take joy, it's my explanation already, so expression, that was, I finished that expression. I liked it very much, and it somehow resonated a lot. So I'm just kind of trying to wrap up what the pattern was all about. So when we take joy from the place where we are comfortable and bring it to place where we are not comfortable, it's, for me, it's the most enjoyable and fast way to expand, which is, according to that phrase, it's a result of life. And the good thing, if we do so, the good thing that we have joy with us all the way down, from the beginning to the end of the process. Isn't it nice? So, that was my first realization. It's not what we do, it's how we do it. Okay, thank you very much for your attention, and soon I will be with the second layer. Thank you. Bye-bye.